bit down the line, you are just
caught. Let's put Bulbunka. I would suggest a bunker.
Oh, what,
can we
have all these people?
Can we start?
So you're not on all the time.
Oh,
you're
that's
on the time.
Exactly correct.
Can we hear from Water District? Because they're not here either.
This
may
be a really short meeting.
Ooh, that'd be
let's
good.
Get started.
Let's get started.
Yeah, let's. We're over with the Pledge of Allegiance. Flag is in the back there. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Alrighty. All right, on our agenda, we have public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public. There's no general public. Okay, next is approval of the minutes from May 31st, 2017.
So moved. Second.
Third. Okay, we have approval of the minutes, approval of agenda for tonight, June 28th, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. And what I would just suggest on the agenda, if at this point in time is okay, that we move Mr. Flynn up to the next position.
So move. Second.
Third. Okay.
Second, third. The fewer people we have at the meeting, the
informational items. We have, where are you, Miss? Oh, there you are, Mr. Flynn. You were under general business. Marty Flynn with Clark County Water Reclamation will give an update on the work being done at the facilities in the area for discussion only. Mr. Flynn?
Great to be here for the visit.
Thank you.
First of all, I apologize. Normally, if they had told me when the contract was starting, I would have been here the month before, so you would have been surprised by the equipment. And with no citizens here, I can't use my opening line, which is going to be, we're building a new plant to accommodate all the homes on the hill.
No, stop it. We're going
to run out of the building.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Mr. Flynn.
You're not saving that one.
Thank you very much.
Not funny at all.
I was really going to test on that. Okay. So maybe I should open with, when the work is finished, there will be no change to the capacity of the ponds. It is not designed to do that at all. This is simply renovation. And I had the operations people talk to me because I never understand when the engineers talk. So the ponds were working and meeting the permit requirements, but they felt that as they were aging, the existing facility weren't as efficient and it was time to put some money into it. So project cost is estimated at $450,000.
Whoa. I mean, it just looks so little and simplistic.
Sorry. Earth moving is expensive.
There's no deals anymore.
I'm not questioning it. I'm with you.
The rough description is they're digging a new pond that'll be deeper. It'll have a poly lining to it. They'll be putting the new aerators, which mix the water and bring oxygen into the system. New plumbing that you don't see. And then the rapid infiltration basin, which is where the water percolates down to the ground, will be renovated as well. At the end of the day, as I said, the capacity is 44,000 gallons a day.
Whoa.
Currently, and that's the same rating where it is today on our permit. Our average flows are 13,000 gallons a day. So the one question I was anticipating, especially if we had any neighbors here, would be, well, how many more homes could that accommodate? Because that's probably the most frequently asked question of folks. I did a rough calculation. That's about 120, give or take, homes.
Just exactly where our water is. Interesting.
So 120 total, not 120 more.
120 more, yeah.
120
more? Oh, 120 more?
No, again, that's the difference between the current flow,
yeah.
13,000 a
day,
and
the permit.
The pond capacity was,
yeah.
Even without this work.
Right.
The pond capacity today is 44,000, and when they finish it in August, it's going to be 44,000.
Right.
So then nothing's changing on that regard.
Yeah.
I think you were also doing this work because of because you found out that the ponds were on private property,
right.
And you needed
right.
to leave
the
easement
work, and so those work got held up because the legal descriptions weren't correct, and so that's been part of what's been
and
going
we
on.
Were told that it was somebody on our council that made the suggestion that they went with about how to reconfigure it so that it was, you know, didn't
my recollection of that is the same as yours.
That was Evan.
Pat
us on the back.
Mr. Flynn, those houses, those potential houses, would they have to be on this side, like as opposed to going down on that side of the ponds?
What, are we talking about just any other
houses?
Single family house being built.
In other words, going downhill as opposed to going uphill, flow going in there?
you know, everything is gravity to there today. Okay. So if somebody built in a different part of the village that you couldn't gravity flow, they'd have to pump, you know, the system. But just, you know, we did, I don't know if you saw, there was an article about 3 months ago where one of the RJ King was asked us questions about up on the hill. And we just made the statements that if development ever occurs, that's all got to go back into the valley. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we told their engineers, and they approached us years ago. I guess they made a preliminary inquiry a couple of months ago. They were told the same thing. Those flows are never coming down here. We're not going to build this treatment system up here. It's going to go, they're going to have to pipe and bring it back in the valley. That's their cost.
There's another plot of land that got approved recently for 70 homes right at 159 and 160. So I guess a good question would be whether those would use
same.
This.
Same. No, they'd have to, got to go that direction.
They do. Okay.
When we saw some of that zoning action, I think about 2 years ago, there were some preliminary actions taking place.
Okay.
And maybe it's not even that long ago. I reached out to whoever was making the application and asked if they knew a time frame. He said no, they didn't think they would be actually developing the land. They thought it would be somebody else. And so we said, would you keep us in mind? Because if somebody develops there and then flows back to the valley, we would, to be responsible, take a look and say, what would it cost us to bring a pipe then and get rid of the ponds altogether? Mm-hmm. So that they would just be taken out of the picture. And again, from our standpoint, if we could move those flows from the village all the way back down to our main plant, that's water that's captured. You know, in the system, it gets back out of the lake, it's been treated to the higher levels, and, you know, it's good for the overall water picture.
Return but, credits.
Right, thank you. But we would look at that only when the development keeps coming out. So every time we hear some big parcel, that's what we'll look at. But again, I'll just make the statement over and over. We're not going to expand the ponds. We're not going to the treatment plant of the ponds. One of the developer representatives 3-4 years ago asked us, could we conceive of they build a package plant where the ponds were located? We said, absolutely not. That's not going to happen. Now, they talked about building a package plant up on the hill, but if they did then capture the wastewater, first of all, it's highly regulated. We'd have to sign off on it. I don't know why we would. The state would have to sign off on it. I don't know why they would. We don't know where the water would go.
What is a package plant?
Essentially, it's a smaller facility. Sometimes you can actually buy almost a contained unit that has all of the processes in it in a smaller footprint. So it's pre-manufactured. Where you see them happen is areas that are too far removed from a treatment system. So an example of the oldest ones I know of would be down in Jean and State Line. And so, because they're in the county, so they're in our customer area, and they have always had those facilities. They're privately operated, privately maintained. But if they were to fail, then we'd have to step in at the request of the state.
Mm.
So, but they're officially, but by the law, by statutory definition, it's also private. So it's a small, usually it's a mechanical facility, but it's designed because the area is too remote to get connected to the public system.
Can you foresee any scenario where the lots here that are on septic are going to be required to be connected into the community system?
In my lifetime, no.
Okay, we're about the same age, so.
and we just redid our rules in the last year, and we had these old resolutions, and we actually went back and took a good look at what state law says, what we've always said in our resolutions, and what the health district says, and they weren't quite lined up. So we wanted to make sure our statements are clear. If the public system is within 400 feet of new development, they have no choice. New development would have to connect right off the bat. The health district won't issue a permit. If an existing septic tank, permitted septic tank, fails, the health district would be the one that steps in and says they would not permit a new septic tank for their reasons, and that property then has to connect to the public system.
Okay.
But we've encountered situations where even when the parcel is an older home, the septic tank fails, and we've told the health district for various reasons we don't want the property to connect. Like the pipeline's too big.
Yeah.
We've had that happen in the valley. Mm. So only if the septic tank failed and the health district refused to issue a new permit, that would be the time. But we are never going to play sewer police and come knocking on the doors and tell people they've got to connect. One of the things I've done in my time is gone into neighborhoods where we're putting a pipeline for the first time and telling folks, if you want to connect, this is a great opportunity. Because the contractor's right there. It'll never be less expensive when the pipeline's being put in the ground.
Yeah.
But we're not forcing you.
Okay. Are rates going to go up because of these renovations?
Absolutely not. Will the rates go up? Yes, but not because of renovations. That's the trick question. Yeah. You know, we did a rate process that's now 9 years old. The last rate increase was in 12. We had a rate reduction in 13. The rail rates went down 4%. We're doing our financials right now and our next 5 years of capital costs. And if the numbers show we need to do a new rate study, then we'll do a study and figure out what the rate should be over the next 4 to 5 years. If that were to take place, everyone would know about it. I could see the rates going up either not at all in the next year or two, or in slight increments, just on those capital needs.
And the way that the system works now, when it percolates, does that water go back into our aquifer then? Or?
I don't believe so, but I would want the water people to tell you that. My understanding of where it goes in the groundwater is not lined up with the aquifer, that they're different areas.
It's definitely downstream from where we collect our water. Downgrading.
But we do the groundwater, the permitting of the wells, all that data. And then, by the way, that's I've always said that that data is always available for someone. I think Evan occasionally would ask for it, and we'd be glad to show it. The state always inspects those things as well. So we've had situations in Overton where the ponds could not function because of the groundwater conditions, and so we had to go in with a major project there. But here and in Searchlight, we continue to have no issues as far as the groundwater.
So the users of the ponds would be Blue Diamond and the gypsum plant?
Yes.
And that's it at this point in time?
That's it at this point in time. As I said, if the plant were to expand, we could handle additional flows. If somebody came in and built another 100 homes here, we could handle that. Wouldn't cause a change to the ponds.
And are there any wells that down there around the ponds?
Just the monitoring. We have the monitoring well.
Just the monitoring.
Yeah. We may recall a couple years ago we had to go dig a deeper one.
Right.
To reach because it was too dry. It was only seasonally available to us.
But no water is coming out. It's just a monitor. Okay.
Right. The monitoring
well.
What's the monitoring well?
That's where something like us, because of the ponds, we're required to dig a monitor well where we dig down however far we have a consistent amount of water that we can sample, and therefore we can prove that what's percolating into the ground is acceptable.
Oh, so you have a well right there, right next to the things.
It's just off of the ponds, but it would look, if you saw it, it looks like a stick. I mean, it's a piece of pipe.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's hardly noticeable.
Oh, interesting. Did not know that.
And the humane well, I think, is across the street.
Oh, okay.
I think it's over by Cactus Joe's.
I just know it's down that way.
Any other questions for Mr. Flynn?
Yeah, you got me here.
We just fired a whole lot of questions at you.
I couldn't write fast enough.
And as always, anything you ever need, any questions you have, always happy to run out, happy to send any information out, any of the data, it's always available to you.
Much appreciated.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Have a good rest of the evening.
You too. Enjoy your holiday. Safely.
You also.
Yeah, for us, Frank.
Okay, now we go back to receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District.
No,
we
not
have
here.
Nothing.
Strange.
I do have something water related. Person in town sent me an email, and he said there are two things that.
Is this a secret, or do you want to identify the person that sent you the email?
Is it in town in Blue Diamond or in town in Vegas?
I think everybody, if they had a guess, would know who it is.
But if there's not a reason to be secretive about it, let's say who it is.
Okay. You want me to... Let me read it first and make a guess, okay?
No, I don't want to guess. I mean, this is a public meeting. It should either... If it needs to be anonymous, it should be, and if it doesn't, it shouldn't be.
All right. It's from Evan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. First, if the state is going to give waivers that negate the moratorium on wells, then the local area should at least be notified that a waiver is being considered. Second, while there is a great deal of denial regarding the effects of the gravel pit well on the village water source, we have a perfect opportunity to actually monitor the possibility of such effects. When construction on 160 resumes and the pit well resumes pumping water, then village wells can be monitored for change. The council is in a position to do this. And I just read this because if there's any interest, we could put it on the next month agenda. If there isn't any interest, we just let it go.
But that's not Water District, that's State Water Engineer.
Right, but
well,
it is
the wells are.
Yeah, it is. I understand that, but I figured this is the water category, and usually
as far as the waivers, we've addressed that before. I went to the state water engineer, and the waivers are publicly noticed, just like a lot of things are publicly noticed. So if you have an interest in that, you have to monitor it yourself. You have to look for it yourself. And I asked if they would reach out, and we're not, the county and the CAC are not required notification. So they aren't going to. That's the answer to one of them, mm-hmm. which we've addressed already. Mm-hmm. And as far as the monitoring, I don't know that we know that they're going to use that well again, because they haven't even finished planning the second phase of the road, because that phase goes through Mountain Springs, so I know a lot about this particular mm-hmm. part, and they haven't even finalized the plans for that mm-hmm. yet, because they are going to be going further west. So it may not make sense for them to use that anymore, because it's further away from where the project's going. So I think it's premature to assume that you're just going to use that well again until we know more.
But good point.
Could you reread number one? Number
one is, if the state is going to give waivers that negate the moratorium on wells, then the local area should at least be notified that a waiver is being considered.
And that's what's been addressed before.
Yeah.
There is notification, it's just not given specifically to us.
Yeah, so.
Just like with many other things, you know.
Yeah, so I just figured I would read that. I told them I would read it and leave it to everybody else. And then the other thing, and this is also not Las Vegas Valley Water, but Trent, Megan, I'm not sure if you had got this also, but I probably from Trent
mm-hmm.
about the where it said
they think there's something wrong with the meter.
Yeah, because the new meter is not recording the water, and the belief is that there is not enough flow in the pipe to move the propeller inside the meter. I have a friend who's on the line, and he's got two 2,500 tanks, and he checked on Monday, and his tanks were full. So something doesn't jive there, but you know.
Well, it could be a faulty meter. So,
oh, yeah.
But they're aware of it.
And it's a brand new meter, so yeah. Okay, and that's that. And so we'll probably get something from them next month. Receive a report from Metro, nobody here. Mm-hmm. And Megan, Clark County Administrative Services, regarding streetlights, reviewer requests to utilize the baseball field area in the Blue Diamond Park for lunch during a private bike event on Saturday, September 23rd, and other updates for discussion.
So as far as the streetlights, I'm still working with Public Works on that, and I need to get some clarification from Jeremy. The request to use the baseball field, this is when requests come in to parks, they like to run it by you guys to see mm-hmm. how you feel about it. This is a private bike event for the, it seems a little odd, but for the city of North Las Vegas mayor. I guess he's an avid cyclist. And so it would be an estimate of 50 bike riders will be attending, and they just want to use the baseball area to host the lunch after the ride.
Is that Sean Lee?
Mm-hmm.
That is Sean Lee.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't put it as a voting item because I wasn't sure what to do with this one, because that would be a little awkward if you guys voted against it. but I also wanted your input. So I went back and forth and back and forth. So. I would like your input if you have any concerns, and if not, I'll just go back and tell them it's no problem. They said from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Is it a charity ride, or what are they doing?
I guess he does this every year. It's a private bike ride.
Oh.
But I guess John Lee does this every year. My new right hand at the county came from North Las Vegas, and she said he's an avid cyclist, and he does rides in different places every year, and this is where he's doing it this year. So.
Do they pay anything to the parks? To use the park?
A permit or anything?
I don't know. I don't know. There probably is some sort of fee. If it's a reservable park, I don't know if it's reservable or not.
Yeah. I just hope they're following the same rules that everybody else has to follow.
Oh, they would. They get their money for use of a county.
So I guess I'd say I'm not too concerned, because you don't see that ball field getting used all that much.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Personally, I don't know about anybody else.
I'm not concerned.
Cool. And the only other thing I had was I had been contacted that there were wasps at the skate park. I guess there were some holes, and maybe they had put some later eggs or whatever they do in there. And I think it was the same day Parks and Rec came out and took care of it, filled the holes, and everything was done. So you didn't even know about it, but it got fixed. So
good.
Is there any news about scheduling that transportation guy?
Remember? I'll see if I can get him for next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still interested.
Oh, absolutely. And I was a little shocked that he wasn't included on the last one.
Yeah.
But
yeah. We'll keep at it.
Yeah.
We get there.
Yeah.
Anybody got comments? No comments? Okay, next meeting date, July 26, 2017.
Holy cow, that's a world record.
I think so.
25 minutes. And we started late.
I know.
Wow.
See, when you have fewer people here, it goes fast.
And that helps.
Well, when there's less controversial items.
And
when
there's no planning. So.
No.
All right.
Oh.
Let's see if it'll cooperate with them.